Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's not guns and suicide that are a public health crisis in America. If you read the Republican Party platform for 2016, it focuses on the First Amendment rather than the Second, calling pornography a national health crisis. The 2016 platform also endorses a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage and specifies that a traditional two-parent household is the best environment for children. New York delegate Annie Dickerson fought hard on this issue.
I mean, this is so provocative, and I completely disagree with this language, and I will not support it. And I would hope that some fellow members would not want to continue to do harm and would want to have a party of addition and not subtraction and stop repelling gays, for God's sakes. I mean, honestly, again and again, paragraph after paragraph. So I must object to this, and I hope I'm supported.
In the end, she wasn't. Dickerson is among a large number of Republican activists who have voiced some concerns that this platform may be ideologically pure, but a hard document to run a national campaign on. Giovanni Ciccione is a Republican delegate from Rhode Island, former state Republican chairman. Giovanni, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.
This year, with the nominating process so, unique, for lack of a better word, do you think the platform is more or less important than it's been in years past?
Well, you know, I made the argument that we've got an opportunity here. We've got a candidate for all his flaws who is appealing to a very large swath of non-traditional Republican voters. And he wants to go compete in what we consider blue states. And I think that's great. I think we need to expand the base of the Republican Party. We need to go back to the Reagan Democrat, blue-collar support that we had when we were, making real progress in this country. And if he can do that, then I embrace that wholeheartedly. We need to give him a document or some sort of tool or send a signal at least that when he goes into those blue states, this is a new Republican Party. This is something different than the last couple candidates we've run. And give him an opportunity to say, here's what I've done to open the tent a little more. Come listen to me on the issues. Right now, I think we have a platform that's very similar to what we had in 2012, very similar to what we had in 2008 when I also sat on the platform committee. They're very thorough conservative statements of values, but I think we can do better.
I kind of admire one of your attempts to get language into the platform. You wanted to have an amendment that would specifically recognize that among the targets of the so-called Islamic State are gay people. Little too smart for your own good there, Giovanni?
Well, look, we had a number of amendments and we tried different approaches to get some recognition of, something that is nationally being recognized and is obvious to a lot of people, that there are LGBT, members of our community and these folks, aside from the social issues, probably agree with us on economics and taxes and budgets and all these things. That particular amendment, I thought, was somewhat innocuous. It was 30 days to the day after the Orlando shootings, and I thought it would be a non-controversial way to put some recognition in there that our fellow human beings were targeted. But even that apparently was a bridge too far. And I think it just maybe at that point there had been so many amendments. There were dozens of amendments on gay marriage and in support of gay rights. And I think at some point the committee might have just been wearing out or getting a suspicion that there was subterfuge going on there, and they just pretty discounted it pretty quickly. I'm not sure that was a substantive answer to the language that we put in, but I think it might have been a wearing out in the process issue.
But I think it's important that you and others are thinking strategically about issues that you can take to the Democrats, and this sort of amendment is probably the kind of thing that won't be in the Democratic platform. Other things will be. And, it seemed like a good idea. But again, I guess if the platform committee is anything with the word gay in it is wrong, you're just not going to conceal that message from the LGBT community.
Yeah, and that was a frustration. But let me tell you one thing, John, I was really impressed with. When I was first on the platform committee in 08, there was no discussion of these issues other than the religious rights positions that were built in there. In 2012, they had a couple votes, and you know, four or five people raised their hands in support of inclusionary language. This week, we had a 112-member committee, and on one of the roll call votes, we looked around and found 30 hands raised in favor of inclusionary language for LGBT folks. So, you know, for a slow-moving party, that's a pretty rapid transition.
A lot of people make fun of this campaign, and frankly, I'm tired of all the jokes. I don't really find them funny anymore. I do think that between now and November, the GOP is really going to be tested on a whole lot of fronts. Do you think that whatever happens in this election, that a torch is being passed in the Republican Party right now?
Well, I don't know if a torch is being passed. I think, you know, you're right. It is. It's a fascinating election season. I haven't been. I didn't go to the last convention and came here because I wanted to be a part of what I believe is some sort of transformational change. Now, you know, what that change looks like is still to be determined. We've got a lot of work to do over the next week and a half. And our nominee is not what we expected, I guess, as a torchbearer in this front. But there's no question that he's bringing in new faces. And when you bring in new people, their ideas come with them. And I'm fascinated about that. Now, my big fear, and I've said this in the committee, I said it earlier this week, my big fear is that I saw a poll from Pew, I believe, last week that indicated that you know, we're not only losing to Hillary in the 18 to 29-year-old demographic, we're losing to Gary Johnson. And if we can't get young voters to come on board, we are in real trouble, and that's a long-term problem for this party. So my sense is that the libertarian message of Johnson and Weld has a certain appeal that we're ignoring. So I appreciate you know, all the work that we're doing, I think we need to be very more specific and strategic about not only gay marriage but also things like drug prohibition and other issues that we I think have been a little slow to come around on.
Do we have your real cell phone number for next week when everything gets really crazy?
It's my one and only.
All right, we'll be in touch.
All right, John, thank you.
Giovanni Ciccione is a Republican delegate from Rhode Island in Cleveland.